USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. If the two sides are coming closer to common ground on the debt ceiling in Washington, it's hard to see, but there may be progress.
After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said time is running out.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curve our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
But he does believe a compromise can be reached by Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's on the same page.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
President Biden is cutting short an overseas trip to Australia to deal with the debt crisis.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Protesters in the nation's debt ceiling were seen inside the U.S. Capitol Tuesday. Police in New Mexico say a high school student killed three people and injured several others in a mass shooting on Monday.
At this point, we've discovered nothing that leads us to believe that the suspects knew any of the people. There's no indication that that's going to change. This was completely random.
The 18-year-old lived in the Farmington neighborhood where he roamed and fired at least 150 shots. According to authorities, he had multiple guns, randomly shooting at things, including cars and houses. Police fatally shot the suspect when they arrived on scene. The man behind artificial intelligence chatbot ChatGPT tells Congress on Tuesday,
"Artificial intelligence has the potential to improve nearly every aspect of our lives, but also that it creates serious risks we have to work together to manage."
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said government regulation is crucial as the AI sector continues to advance. He said there should be licensing and testing requirements for increasing powerful AI models. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending over 1,100 law enforcement agents from his state and National Guard members to the Texas-Mexico border. The move in response to a letter sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott to all 50 states. DeSantis will send 800 members of the Florida National Guard, 200 State Department of Law Enforcement agents, and just over 100 State Highway Patrol troopers. One of the survivors of the shopping mall shooting near Dallas is sharing his story. Irvin Walker remembers going into shock from all the bleeding. And that's when he started praying.
Anytime I'm in trouble, I call on the Lord because I knew God was the only way I could get out of that.
The 46-year-old struggled to answer questions about the shooting that ended with 8 people dead. Walker was shot twice in the chest as he sat in his car. Doctors say they had to perform major surgery to clean up the tissue that was damaged by the bullets. And scientists are putting the blame on fossil fuel production for wildfires on the West Coast. A new analysis published in Environmental Research Letters shows nearly 20 million acres, or about a third of the total area burned in the western United States and southwest Canada in the past 4 decades, are a result of fossil fuel emissions. Research says fossil fuels have led to close to half of the rise in conditions that put areas at greater risk. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.